From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new MDX with super-handling all-wheel drive. More information is available at Acura.com.
The moment of horror came at the end, when while conducting the final touch-ups, the hairdresser shaved the tops of my ears. I surveyed the soft, sagging geometry of my reflection and contemplated my life's meagre achievements thus far. Difficult though it is to admit, I will never score the winning goal in the World Cup final. I won't be this year's young, hunky Hollywood heartthrob, and I'm past the age when most Nobel Prize-winning physicists have done their important work. With hair sprouting from my nostrils, seeding my shoulder blades, and now blooming from my ears, I feel more werewolf than manicured as I pay the bill, leave the obligatory 15%, and exchange little bows with the kindly Vietnamese lady. Though I can't see behind me, I reflect that it's many years since the girls voted my butt best in school, and that, fortunately, clothing hides most of the warts, moles, bunions, calluses, gristle, liver spots, varicose veins, bodily discolorations, bone spurs, and yellowing toenails that characterize the aging process. The ravages of physical decay mean I'm now only asked for ID while receiving speeding tickets during the morning commute. Asked recently if I dye my hair, I take this not as a sign of graceful aging, but as an indictment that my baggy eyes, drooping eyelids, and deepening lines contrast unnaturally with the abnormally full, but yes, untinted, colour of my hair. So I walk out onto Telegraph Avenue and feel the harsh fall light accentuate my wrinkles. I give my back little stretches to relieve the bones cast solid by 20 minutes in the barber's chair and resolve to conduct my life as would any man who has just encountered his mortality, by unreasonably foisting my fading hopes and dreams onto the unlimited potential of my offspring. With a perspective, I'm Luke Pease.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.